back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara, here in the studio with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. We've been talking about a few other events and going on around this college, but also another thing that you have going on are free Bible classes throughout the fall.
Yeah, it's really an interesting thing we started doing a few years ago, and we did it to promote our adult ed program, which is a degree completion format, and they can go in about a 5 to 6 week format and finish classes and in 2 year complete a class. But to help promote that, and it's turned out to something more than that, we do a free Bible class. And this year is the first year we're doing it fall and spring. We've done it one or the other. It'll be every Tuesday night in October, and they meet starting on October 2nd from 6 to 8:30, and they'll be studying the book of Acts. And if I remember right, they're going to be doing part of it in the fall and finishing up in the spring. Dave Henry, one of our professors, teaches it for us, and last year I think we had almost 80 in the class, and they loved coming. Dave's a great teacher, and so we encourage people, if they would be interested, they can register online at mccks.edu to let us know that they're coming. And I think they're really going to enjoy the class. And so, again, I think we have regulars who come every year, but they need to feel free to join and be able to learn for a couple hours and from a great teacher and learn some great wisdom. So encourage people to check it out.
So that's free to everyone then as well?
Free to everyone as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we have students who may, we did in the past, I don't know if we still do, they would pay a small fee and take it for credit, you know, to help cover the credit hour costs. But anybody in the community can come and take it for free. We welcome to come.
And where was I going with that one? So I was actually going to ask you, how long have these sort of classes been running? Is this a yearly thing that happens every year?
I think we started about 4 years ago, and we were only doing it in the spring, and again, to promote our adult ed program. And last year, we did it in the fall and had a great turnout. And another thing that we've done through the years is we've shortened it. It used to follow more of our adult class format from 6 to 10. And when we shortened it from 6 to 8:30, we almost doubled in number, because I think that's much more doable, you know, to be able to look at it from a 2.5 hour perspective. And we have small groups from churches or study groups that study the Bible together, that they will, for a month, cancel their normal event to come to this. And so I think it's something people really would enjoy. So if they want to try it out the first night, see if they would enjoy it, they could stay for the rest of the time as well. There's no cost, but I think they'll enjoy it and stay for all the sessions.
Yeah, 4 hour class can be a little rough. I know.
Right.
I know when I was in junior college, I took my first broadcasting class, and it was a 6 hour runtime with a break in the middle.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well. There was a lot of drops by the end of the semester there.
I'm sure.
Especially once they realized there was actually work. People thought it would kind of be a cakewalk. Oh, broadcasting, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a little bit of work involved there, folks.
A lot of work.
Going into some other things going on, you have campus visit days coming up as well, I believe.
Yeah, we encourage people to come on our campus, and obviously potential students to come. Really, one of the best things they could do is come to campus and get to know. You asked earlier about our community. Really an opportunity for them to come and experience our community. The benefit of being on a small private campus is really wonderful, where everybody knows your name. I mean, even the students, a lot of them call me Prez Kev. You know, it's just that informal. You know, I told them it doesn't matter what they call me as long as it's respectful when they call me that. And we have several dates coming up. One of them is already passed. Another one's September 20th. A couple in October, a couple in November, and then again in February, March, and April. And so those dates are again on our website, mccks.edu. We'd love to let them know that they're coming. But, you know, we'd love anybody to come, but especially those juniors and seniors who are starting to think about what their future would hold. And I really believe they would love the opportunity to see our campus. We'd treat them to lunch, show them everything that MCC is all about. And with our degree offerings, not only in our campus on Bible and Leadership and Christian Ministry, but also with the dual degree program at Kansas State University, it's a unique opportunity for them to consider a multitude of academic options while still being a part of a small community that really just really takes care of them, and they get to know everybody that's going on.
And would there be a way to contact you online for that as well, or is it what should they call up the college if they
wanted to? Well, they can call 785-539-3571 and ask for our admissions office, and they'll hook them up. Or on our webpage, mccks.edu, it's one of our main banners that flips every few seconds that they can click on and register and plan on attending. So we'd love to have anybody visit campus.
All right. And we're going to move on to another event we have coming up here as well. We have the Opportunities Fair. That's October 16th.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for for people who are looking for interns or employees and graduate students. Last year, I think we had almost 36 organizations come, from private camps to churches to nonprofit organizations, and they come, and it's their opportunity to recruit their team members. And a lot of our upperclassmen like to be involved, but also some of our underclassmen, because we encourage them to get hands-on leadership experiences now to be prepared for the future. So we have churches that come and look for summer internships, and youth and family and children, and but as well as the camps who want those staff members to help with everything. And it's from 9 to 2 on Tuesday, October 16th. It's $25 a booth, and I guess if they do it before October 1st, it's $25 a booth. After that, it'll be $35, but with that becomes, we have your booth space, a table, some breakfast food, as well as lunch for two representatives from your organization. And I think it's very worthwhile for people to come, because we have a lot of organizations contact us and say, help us find somebody. And we do everything we can through our online email message board that we do at school. But I think it's also important for them to come and meet them themselves. When a student's able to see the organization, hear more firsthand information, it's a great opportunity. And so we have, like I say, up camps, churches, nonprofits, a whole bunch of different groups, missions come, and they can find somebody. So if they want information, look on our website, or even call, same phone number, 785-539-3571, and they can ask for a representative in the advancement office. My assistant April would be able to help be able to connect them, because we would love to have them be a part of it.
Speaking here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram, I think it was really poignant what you said regarding getting students involved in student leadership early, because I know I became like an editor probably within my second year of college.
Right.
And that kind of guided me along my path once I sort of got involved at that level, and a higher level than just, going to classes and, maybe participating a little bit in some like extracurriculars, I suppose you could call it. It really kept me rooted in things going on.
Oh, yeah, and I think it helps us have a faster path to a job when we're out because of the experience. Secondly, I think it also helps. We want them, for one, we're not perfect. We all make mistakes. If they make them in an internship or something like this, it doesn't cost them a job, and it's a lesson that they can learn that helps them be better prepared. Because when you think about it, we have students who are doing youth ministry who are going to be leading mission trips within a few years, with maybe 30 or 40 kids into Mexico to build a house. And so we want them to learn it now so they're best prepared then. So this is the opportunity to connect those organizations with our students, and we'd love to have as many organizations there as we could.
And just a couple minutes left. We're going to move on into the OASIS student conferences that are coming up as well.
Yeah, that's something we started probably about 10 years ago, and it was a Kansas Christian Teen Convention, which has morphed into the OASIS Student Conference. Last year, we had 1,500. We filled McCain Auditorium with a great event, and this year, instead of one event, we're splitting it into two. The fall is going to be middle school, November 30th through December 1st, and we're going to be able to host the middle school totals on our campus in the Howie's Activity Center. Our speaker coming in is Zach Anderson, and the theme is going to be Soar Into Life. And it's an opportunity for students to have an overnight event that they can come and attend. Their sponsors and youth workers can work with them, and we love having them on our campus. The high school one will be February 15th. And 16th, and that'll be about 1,000 students still out of the 1,500, and we'll be hosting that on McCain Auditorium just like we did last year. Great venue for an event like this. And we have a speaker, Carlos Whitaker, coming in, and he's nationally known and does just a great job. I just listened to about 5 minutes of one of his speeches this morning, and man, was really captivating. And so we hope people come. Again, more information on our website, but the OASIS Conference has its own, and it's oasiscon.com. So oasiscon.com, and they can go and get more information and look it up and even register their group to come. So would love to have people come.
And you also have the Aspect Conference coming up, but we're just about out of time. So if you could direct us where to get a little bit more information and maybe just do like a 20-second rundown on that.
Yeah, mccks.edu. It's a very academically focused conference. The theme is Faith Formed by Worship. Would love to have people come who would love to have their minds challenged and their hearts challenged. Dr. Jenny Lee McCaffrey, our professor of worship ministry, will be the main speaker. Check it out on our webpage and people come.
And that'll be on October 19th through 20th.
Yes.
And we're just about out of time here. So thank you very much,
Kevin
Ingram, for coming in. And thanks again to Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Daryl Eady from the USD 383. You can find this episode archived on newsradiokman.com. Go down to the On Demand tab and look for In Focus. Thanks again. See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Lyle Butler for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce to join us for the show. Clark Howard is after CBS News next on K-Man.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. K-Man.